Deuteronomy chapter 30. And it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations, where the Lord Jehovah, your God, has driven you, and shall return to the Lord Jehovah, your God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that then the Lord Jehovah, your God, will turn your captivity, and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all the nations, where the Lord Jehovah your God has scattered you. If any of yours are driven out to the farthest parts of heaven, from there the Lord Jehovah your God will gather you, and from there he will fetch you. And the Lord Jehovah your God will bring you into the land which your forefathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will do you good, and multiply you above your forefathers. And the Lord Jehovah your God will circumcise your heart, and the heart of your offspring, to love the Lord Jehovah, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. And the Lord Jehovah, your God, will put all these curses upon your enemies, and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. And you shall return and obey the voice of the Lord Jehovah, and do all his commandments which I command you this day. And the Lord Jehovah, your God, will cause you to prosper in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your land for good. Because the Lord Jehovah will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your forefathers. If you shall listen to the voice of the Lord Jehovah your God, to keep his commandments and his laws which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn to the Lord Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul, because this commandment which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven, and bring it to us, that we may hear it, and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that you should say, who will go over the sea for us, and bring it to us, that we may hear it, and do it. But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command you this day to love the Lord Jehovah your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his laws, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord Jehovah your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. But if your heart turns away, so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce to you this day, that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, where you pass over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record witness this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord Jehovah your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, because he is your life, and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which the Lord Jehovah swore to your forefathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them.